Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza moving forward, Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Megadish, that has been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israel's ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the over 200 hostages held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas's murderous rampage into Israel. The FDA cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops.
The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. The warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. Ratification by members at each of the three automakers is now needed. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence.
He should endorse me. You know why? Because I had a great, successful presidency and he was the vice president. He should endorse me.
Trump made those remarks shortly after Pence announced his withdrawal from the 2024 GOP race. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
A makeshift memorial to Friends star Matthew Perry continues to grow in New York's West Village. Flowers, candles, and messages being left outside a building where exteriors were shot for the 90s sitcom. Perry was just 54 years old when he was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his Los Angeles home, and the coroner's office is awaiting the results of a toxicology report. The trailer for the sequel Good Burger 2 has been released.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
The film follows the 1997 original, which originated from a sketch on the popular Nickelodeon show All That. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell reprising their roles as Dexter and Ed. The plot centers on their discovery that the malevolent Megacorp plans to establish globally operated Mega Good Burger outlets staffed entirely by robots. The FDA advising parents to get their children tested for lead if they consumed Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches. Four children with elevated lead levels had all eaten these pouches. The FDA found extremely high concentrations of lead in multiple tested lots. Consequently, Wanabana has voluntarily recalled the pouches, which were sold nationwide at retailers like Sam's Club, Amazon, and Dollar Tree. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We've got Dr. Michael Rubin. We're going to jump in this right away because we've got lots of things to cover about Israel. And Michael has written a great piece. He has the contributing editor of 1945. It is there at the website, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. And we're going to break it all down for you. The question is, what happens if Israel does strike Iran? It's almost as if Iran is teasing to that point. And I say teasing. That's really not a fair word, but it almost, you kind of know what I mean here. I mean, because this is serious, and where we are right now with what started with first a war between Israel and Hamas. And though Biden international officials would like to keep it contained as much as possible, as we know that old saying, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. Dr. Rubin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
I love the piece. Yeah, you did a great job. This is so awesome for people that want to have the background and understand the players and the things that are involved there, what you've written at 1945.
Thank you so much. I mean, oftentimes people talk about what could Israel do against Iran theoretically. Mm-hmm. We're getting at the point where we actually need to take a deep dive. Israel struck at Iraq and Syria before, but those were one-off attacks on single targets. Mm-hmm. Iran is further away, and as I wrote in the piece, when you combine all the factors, we're easily talking about 1,500 sources.
Exactly. And you and I, Michael, you and I have been talking about this for years, you know, with the threat of, Iran's nuclear ambitions and bunker busting bombs and they needed to have cooperation from the United States. Back then it was Obama, and there was no way that they were going to get that kind of cooperation, especially when you realize the backdoor shenanigans and negotiations that Obama was doing with Iran, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, and there was actually a 2014 interview in The Atlantic in which Obama mocked Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and said that he's too chicken, although he used a stronger word, to defy the United States and strike at Iran. But the thing everyone needs to understand, Bill, is many Americans say, look, even if Iran develops nuclear weapons, they're not suicidal. They wouldn't use them. The problem isn't whether Iran is suicidal. The question is whether they're terminally ill. Because if the Revolutionary Guard control the nuclear weapons and the regime collapses, what's to stop them from then launching? That's where deterrence goes out the window.
Well, exactly. And as you put in the article, you still have, the health concerns of the Ayatollah, right?
Well, absolutely. So, we're nearing a transition in Iran. He's 84 years old, partially paralyzed. He's had cancer twice. That's what makes this episode right now different from any other. And when the Ayatollah has dedicated his whole life to eradicating Israel, psychologically, is he going to go as far as he can right now because he just wants to see his life's ambitions fulfilled?
Exactly. Well, you lay it out clearly there in the piece that you've written. I want to, you know, to kind of bring people up to date, let's kind of review the players here in terms of the objectives of, you know, Israel's objective versus Hamas's and on down through the rest of the nations that seem to be coming in, including Erdogan in Turkey. I mean, it's like you got a lot of agendas here. And let's break it down for everybody. Let's start with Israel first. What's their main mission right now as it stands today?
Israel has two missions. One is to protect its security, its civilians. The other is to rescue its hostages. And those two might not be mutually, they might be mutually exclusive at this point. Mm-hmm. That's what Israel is dealing with.
If there's casualties, you know, with those that have been abducted and severe casualties there, this really puts Bibi's administration or his leadership in jeopardy, doesn't it?
Well, it's already in jeopardy because of the intelligence failure inherent in this whole episode. The analogy would be back to 1973 with Golda Meir.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Israelis kept Golda Meir in power until after the immediate crisis had passed. But then she was forced to resign. The same thing's going to happen with Bibi now.
Okay. Hamas's objective.
Hamas, their covenant says it clearly. They want genocide. They want the elimination not only of Israel, but of all Jews.
And regardless of their civilians and their the rest of the Palestinians, some who people want to say are harmless in this whole situation, and I get this in part. I was just reading this morning about a reporter whose family was in Gaza, and it makes you wonder, why would you keep your family in Gaza? It's being pummeled. Anyway, he lost his wife, his kids. It's heartbreaking, and this is a reporter. That, you know, the Palestinians themselves, Michael, we've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, the Palestinians themselves have to decide what they can tolerate. In some cases, you might say it's not all the Palestinians' fault, but if you're supporting Hamas, then you're complicit in all this, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. An analogy here would be to the Islamic State. Just mm-hmm. because there might be civilian casualties in Mosul or in the capital of Raqqa, that doesn't mean that you let the Islamic State survive, because you understand that if they survive, the cost to civilians will be far greater down the line. The other thing your listeners just need to understand, Bill, however, is Hamas controls the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Authority controls the West Bank. They used to control the Gaza Strip, but in 2007, Hamas staged a coup against the Palestinian Authority, and so they're doubly illegitimate.
Exactly. Iran's objective, we touched a little bit on it, but again, let's, because we're going right down the line. What is their, you know, what's their route to success here?
Iran wants to cause the elimination of the State of Israel. They talk about their resistance front. Hamas is part of that. They sponsor so-called resistance groups, which we would define as terrorists. And they're putting their plan into action, again, because I think that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, sees a ticking clock as he nears his own mortality.
Is their dogma more emphatic than the PLO? Because the PLO had that very dogmatic stand that from the river to the sea. Back in the days of their early leadership, there was no room, no consideration whatsoever for Israel to exist.
Well, Bill, the way I would actually put it is it's easier to be more ideological the further away you are from the borders. The PLO has had to be a little bit more pragmatic because they have to deal with Israel on a day-to-day basis. Iran has the luxury of distance, and that's why they have become so dangerous.
Well, it seems like a boss is lessened, and I'm kind of, you know, going on the other side here where a boss is in the West Bank, that he's lessened his dogmatic approach and is open for some sort of, possibly abandoning some of that early dogma that it was all or nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he wants to get Gaza back, handed to him on a silver platter. If Hamas is eliminated, it goes back to a boss. If Hamas is eliminated, it goes back to a boss.
We touched on this last time we talked. It was quite concerning, and this has to do with America's objective here. We've got about 30 seconds left, and it's okay if we don't get it all, because we can, of course, revisit it when we come back on the other side, Michael. So go ahead.
America's objective right now, Biden administration, is just to delay, so that Israel can't spread the war. The question is whether that's going to make things worse in the long run.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Michael Rubin. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Thank you.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Michael Rubin, the 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official, continues with us. Michael, regarding America's objectives here, boy, the messaging from Jake Sullivan and what we've heard from Joe Biden over the last several weeks, it seems like, first of all, there's such a high level of incompetence in this whole deal. The way that America has been played by Iran and the Ayatollah, they seem to be in full reaction mode. There's no sense that they're ahead of this at all. They're just reacting to what Iran is doing, because I think they're confused. It's like we have another double agent. You know, Qatar, we know, is a double agent in this whole, you know, scenario. But it's like Joe Biden and America is a double agent as well. Am I missing something here?
No, you're absolutely not missing anything. The problem is that in national security, you're supposed to assess what's going on and craft a strategy around that. Ever since Jake Sullivan masterminded this rapprochement with Iran while he was an aide to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, he's tied his own ego up to this personally. Joe Biden has as well, Tony Blinken. And so rather than adjust and calibrate their policies to reality, they're circling the wagon for political and egotistical reasons because they don't want to admit they're wrong. And by doing so, they're digging themselves into an ever deeper hole.
And again, it's obvious, this ideology and what they've hung to. Jake Sullivan made a statement, and then also there was, you said that he had released a foreign affairs piece that they've tried to clean up, right?
Well, what you're referring to is he released a statement shortly before the surprise Hamas attack in which he was patting himself on the back in a videotaped remark, I think, to the Atlantic magazine, in which he said the Middle East has never been quieter, more stable. Now we see that the new issue of Foreign Affairs, they released an article by him in which he goes into much more depth. It was obviously written right before the Hamas attack, and he talks about how Iran is back in the box, how basically the adults are back in charge, how Arab-Israeli peace has never been, he's never been more optimistic about it, how the Palestinians and the Israelis are finally getting along. Everything is 180%, 180 degrees wrong. Now, Foreign Affairs edited it, the electronic version, in order to help Jake Sullivan save face, but they weren't able to recall the print edition. And it's both amazing that Foreign Affairs would try to edit this after the fact, but just how wrong Jake has been and how cocky he has been in being wrong, it's absolutely astounding.
Is this why he and Joe Biden get along so well? Because it seems like they have the same kind of, sentiment, you could say dogma or doctrine and that sort of thing in terms of perspective, that they're driven, you know, more by ego than reality?
Well, I think that's part of it, especially, look, I mean, Joe Biden wouldn't be the first former senator who's driven by ego. But at the same time, I think what Jake Sullivan gets wrong is he looks at this as an intellectual exercise. He doesn't understand the ideology at play with regard to Hamas, with regard to the Islamic Republic of Iran. He projects his own sensibilities onto his adversaries, and that's why he gets played every time. It's not just Iran. I go back to the Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan Anchorage summit, where the Chinese rolled them. They're not learning from their mistakes, and that's also what's doubly dangerous. It's not just the mistakes, it's not learning from them.
Exactly. We talked about America's objectives in this whole situation. You spelled that out quite clear. Hezbollah, break that down for us.
I mean, Hezbollah is a creation of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Mm-hmm. They said back in 2002 that all the Jews should come back to Israel. It would save us the trouble of hunting them down and killing them wherever else they might live. We shouldn't forgive Hezbollah for killing 243 Marines back in 1983. I'm sorry, 241 Marines. The fact of the matter is we've got to stop giving them a free pass. They are, they are a tool of Iran to murder Americans, to murder Jews.
Erdogan and Turkey, what's their play here?
Look, Erdogan Erdogan comes from a Muslim Brotherhood background, the same background that Hamas does intellectually, and this crisis has made Erdogan show his true colors. Some people might want to say, we can't bash Turkey, it's only Erdogan, but remember, more than 30 million Turks have been educated under Erdogan. He's reshaped the entire army. Even if Erdogan dies tomorrow, we're going to be dealing with Erdogan's Turkey for decades to come.
Exactly. Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is sitting on the sidelines on this. They were talking about having a peace with Israel, but from Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince's perspective, that can wait. This has taken the attention off him, and no longer are people in Washington talking about Saudi Arabia in terms of the murder of that former journalist and intelligence officer, Jamal Khashoggi.
Yes. Qatar, we mentioned, and I mean, talk about the double agents of double agents. I mean, they're playing both sides to the middle here, and they've carved out a nice little niche for themselves, haven't they?
Well, they have, and it's time to break that. They're the arsonist who tries to profit by then selling water to the firefighters.
Exactly.
And they've got to know that they can't play both sides anymore. It's become untenable. They most certainly shouldn't be a major non-NATO ally like the Biden administration has made them. They've got to be told in no uncertain terms that they've got to expel Hamas, or better yet, extradite them to the United States, because now more than about three dozen Americans have been murdered by them. We should be able to try them, and frankly, Qatar should be in the defendant's seat in the lawsuits as well.
Exactly. Russia. Russia's got their hands full with Ukraine, but do they want a piece of this activity?
I think they want to take the limelight off Ukraine. When Russia, people have been talking about Russia wanting a peace, some of what I see as Russia's rhetoric is simply the Russians trying to virtual signal to Syria, to their other allies, pretending they're doing something when in reality there's not really much they can do.
If Iran gets involved, I mean, we're beyond, you know, as we said earlier, Michael, this could very likely go beyond a regional conflict. I mean, this could light up, you know, the whole region here, right?
This could light up the whole Middle East. I'm not sure whether it would go beyond that. But what I was trying to get at in my article in 1945 is, while, look, Iranians are nationalistic. They don't want to be bombed. The best thing that ever happened to Ayatollah Khomeini was Saddam Hussein's invasion, because it allowed Ayatollah Khomeini to rally Iranians around the flag. After the Woman Life Freedom Movement, the Iranian regime has lost all of its legitimacy. And what I'd say is, you know, the Iranian people might tolerate an Israeli strike so long as it was clear it wasn't directed at the Iranian people. Go after the guard towers. Go after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps bases. But stay out of the cities. Leaflet and say you're not going to occupy. The future is in the Iranian people's hands.
Well, and this is interesting. I mean, they've been dropping leaflets there in the Gaza. And again, you know, you mentioned that they'll drop, you know, if they do target Iran, that they would drop leaflets again. You know, that really kind of eliminates you know, the act of surprise here, right?
It does, unless it's psychological warfare. Look, one of the advantages of drones nowadays is that you don't need pilots in order to do this. You also have Voice of Israel Persian Service, which ironically is one of the largest, has one of the largest audience shares inside the Islamic Republic of Iran, because when Iranians want the truth, when they want real news, they actually turn to Voice of Israel.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
they
even have call-in shows through VPNs in which Iranians from inside Iran respond on the radio. It's been amazing when I've been in the studio listening to this.
Amazing. Michael, what about, the grand prize for Israel here is destroying, you know, Iran's nuclear ambitions.
You're absolutely right, but if they had to choose, the problem isn't simply the nuclear weapons. The problem is the regime which would use them. That may be the easier target now.
Yeah, as you say, the regime, but it's the tentacles. It's Hamas, it's Hezbollah, these other proxies that would be licking their chops, you know, if nuclear weaponry became available, right?
Well, this is a malignancy which has grown. We're getting to the point, though, where the nuclear weaponry isn't quite available. And certainly, if Iran slips to be an ally overnight, the United States has got to be prepared to have its experts go in and secure that nuclear material.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza is moving forward. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the over 200 hostages held by Hamas. Reports are that those talks stalled. The FDA cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops. The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity, Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks as the union has now reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Check out Jordan Goodman right now, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He's here to tell us all about the impact of the Middle East war as it stands today and where it may be heading. Whoa, can you say, Jordan?
Well, the first thing is oil prices, and oil has been going up to the 90s now. It had been high 60s not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at the moment, it's Israel and Gaza, but if it quickly spreads to be a regional conflict, it looks very likely that Hezbollah is going to attack, and there's going to be that, and maybe even Syria. Maybe Iran could get involved. If that happens, and Iran starts cutting off the Strait of Hormuz, all the oil from Kuwait and other places couldn't get out. Oil would spike in price, and there'd be shortages. It'd be like a replay of the 1973 war.
Exactly. Yeah, Jimmy Carter years. Welcome back. Get ready for gas lines and everything. What do we got? About 30% of the world's oil going through the Strait of Hormuz still?
That's right. So we have the Fifth Fleet there, so we may get into a naval gun battle in the Strait of Hormuz, which is not great.
No.
Tankers going by with millions of barrels of oil in the middle of a naval war.
When you got all these bombs concentrated in an area, you and I talked about this before. This is an opportunity for an oops, right?
Well, that's right. And so one of the things that happens is that oil tankers get insured. insured. And insurance companies will not insure a tanker if it's going through a war zone. And
yes.
If it becomes a war zone, they can't go because they don't get insurance. That's just a very small thing. But because we're not energy independent anymore, we're more dependent on this than the world is, than it had been in the past. So it started with Hamas. Mm. I mean, Hamas is about to get wiped out.
Yeah.
But
who came up with that great idea to get rid of energy independence?
Biden.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yay, Biden.
Lord, but, I mean, Hamas is about to get wiped out, but everything they want is what's happening. They've lit the flame on worldwide conflagration. We got cities in the U.S. as well as around the world having these, you know, pro-Israel and pro-Hamas rallies. You know, it's going to get violent at some point. The Arab street is completely in an uproar over all this, and this is before Israel invades with the ground force, which is going to happen soon. And there's going to be tens of thousands of people killed. It's a humanitarian disaster, all set off by Hamas. So they wanted to create this chaos. They wanted to create a regional, if not wider, war. And this is all they're doing exactly what Iran wants them to do. What was going to happen before all this is there was going to be a peace between Saudi and Israel. And Iran wanted to upset that. So that's why they're doing all this, is to prevent peace in the Middle East, basically.
Well, and that's the point. You know, what you're laying out here is that Hamas is really being a guppy for Iran. I mean, they're throwing them under the bus, and they don't even realize this. I mean, they're, because of all this ancient hatred that, has allowed their brains to fall out of their skulls, and they can't even think about how they're being utilized. This is why even some of the soldiers of Hamas have seen this, and they say, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, we're being used here. We're the ones taking bullets. These guys are there in Qatar. In five-star, apartments hotels, eating it up very good. Between there and Turkey, they're all is well for them. And we're putting our lives and our families' lives on the line, you know, for these knuckleheads. That's worthless. And as you say, this is all being orchestrated because Iran, yes, it wants to disturb, you know, what's happening in Saudi Arabia. But I also believe that it wants to detract from, you know, how close they are to being fully nuclear.
That's right. Very much so. Yeah. And so it's this grand play, but we're being hit by it. I think the U.S. military is going to get involved. We're sending aircraft carriers and Marines. If Israel gets hit on all sides, from the north, from Syria, maybe even from Iran, they're sending missiles from Yemen towards Israel. I mean,
yes, exactly.
Becoming a wider war. I don't think Israel has enough soldiers. They're called up 300,000 plus. But I think U.S. forces are going to get involved here, actually, to save Israel, if that's what it comes down to.
Well, and the thing is that you've got America, you know, almost like Qatar. They're the opposite version of Qatar. Qatar's a double agent. They're playing both sides to the middle. They found a niche that allows them to survive because they're the only ones, you know, the Arabs will talk to. And then they'll talk to the United States, and somehow it makes them warm and fuzzy. And Joe gets excited, and he opens up the people's checkbook and writes them a big check. And life goes on, right? And then meanwhile...
Big checks. Part of the check was the $6 billion that we gave to Iran for the hostages. And I think that's part of what's been funding Hamas.
But that's, I mean,
Iran,
but that's
is
chump
in
change.
Economic shape. Yeah. So where do they come up with the money to support Hamas and Hezbollah?
Well, they came up with it because we had an Iran sympathizer. We had three Iran sympathizers in the government at high levels of government. One negotiating, he negotiated the Iran nuclear deal, and he also had the ability to waive the sanctions that were supposed to be imposed upon the sale of Iran oil to China, and we're talking something like $60 to $80 billion of buildup in their treasury. That's where the money has been coming from. America has been part and parcel of of supplying and supporting terrorists. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, look at if the American people cannot figure this out, then you and I need to move somewhere else because this. I mean, we're in a hot mess with Joe Biden and the Democrats. I'm just sorry to say. And you can say it's the Uniparty. You can say it's all the other, you know, military industrial, experts that are also, you know, manipulating this. The globalists. Yeah, that's I get it. The whole political, the political fraternity is one big hot mess, all at the expense of the people. And we're sitting here. We just want to, you know, like most people in the world, we just want to live in peace, you know, raise our families.
Exactly.
Work hard, you know, have a good time, listen to Jordan Goodman on the radio, you know, and, you know, have that. What else?
Americans are going to see it in higher gas prices. I mean, that's one, you know, clear way we're going to see it. And higher inflation, which means the Federal Reserve is going to keep raising interest rates. If you have oil, say you have that situation where Iran cuts off the Strait of Hormuz and oil goes from 90 to 150 or something like that, okay, that's wildly inflationary. Which means the Federal Reserve is going to offset that with even higher interest rates. We have mortgage rates up to 8% now.
Right.
I mean, rates are really pissing a lot here, and it's making homes unaffordable for Americans. So that's
exactly
the way to bring it home. The impact on us, from.
Well, that would be the least of the problems. The other thing that we're looking at, like you hinted a moment ago, and that is we end up in World War III. Then at that point, what do you do?
It's not good because this is a very different World War III than we've had before. People have nukes. I mean, you've already got a major war going on with Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a major war going on in the Middle East. I think China goes after Taiwan next.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
They're seeing us as weak.
Yeah, and here it is, deja vu, one more time, World War II, going into III, because this is a setup. So this is where, you know, the American people, if that's what it takes for them to wake up, boy, what a rude awakening, you know, that we're in for because of the leadership that we have put into office that are running this country. I mean, it just scares the holy what have you out of me. I got to tell you, Jordan. So other than that, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play was outstanding, right?
That's what you're telling me? People are putting money into gold and Bitcoin as a safe haven from all this craziness going on around the world. And treasuries. I mean, treasury yields are up over 5% now.
Okay.
So we're issuing debt like crazy, about $1 trillion a month in new debt because of the deficits we just keep piling up. And we're about to add more to the deficit with the money we're going to give to Israel and Ukraine and all kinds of other things. We're just printing this money out of thin air, and somehow that's not going to be inflationary.
life could be a dream, I'm telling you. Okay, so how can the people get in touch with you? Because you're full of good news.
I am. Jordan at MoneyAnswers.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it's time to honor our vets. I know a lot of people focus on Veterans Day, which is coming up on the 11th. And I got to tell you, as a former Marine, one who has served our country, whose oath of office will not expire until the day I die, it is with me. And with anybody who has served in the military, it's the same way. You know, we hold to our oath of office until our dying breath. And but I will say that I'm much appreciative of people whenever, you know, I happen to be wearing a Marine Corps T-shirt or a hat or something, and so I don't even realize that I'm wearing it. And people, you know, come up and say, hey, thanks for your service. You know, and that's very kind. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, because the thing is that I say to them is that if we've had a little bit of a conversation, is that only 1%, really today, only 1% of the population is serving in the military. And I know a lot of eyes are on Israel right now, and it's mandatory in Israel. You come of age that you put in at least 2 years. I mean, depending on, you know, what kind of service that you're committing and that sort of thing, but at least 2 years to serve in the military. And the reason I support that is because it was such a blessing to be in the military. I learned so much, and I appreciated so much, you know, about this country. You know, about what it meant to be patriotic, the rich history and the people that went before us, and that at each time and each layer you stand on the shoulders of great men and women who have defended our country, you know, before our time in service. Well, Veterans Day, as I say, Saturday, November the 11th, it started as Armistice Day 104 years ago. Imagine that. And it's become a time-honored and respected event. And right now, it's a privilege to be talking with Francis Ventura. He's the executive director of National Veterans Parade Foundation. And he's got a big to-do that's all set, and it's a grand celebration. And he's done it before. You know, he's had an incredible background. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about this. So, yeah, he's used to putting on these kind of grand celebrations. And that is going to be the National Veterans Parade in Washington, D.C. that will be coming up. Francis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me, Bill. And thank you as well for your service.
Well, I appreciate it. It's very, very kind of you. And you are being offering a service to, you know, to vets, and, you know, you and your wife and your dedication to, you know, have such an event and to put it all together. I mean, this is no small affair.
No, it's been a huge undertaking. It's taken almost 2 years. Washington, D.C. is not the most favorable place to work through red tape of any kind, let alone to try to produce a public event with all the things that the moving parts that are necessary to make it happen. But there's never ever before been a national parade to honor our men and women who served. We have a national 4th of July parade. We have a national Memorial Day parade, which we support. But there's never been one for veterans, and there's no better time than now to respect the solemn oath that our veterans took when they entered the service of preserve and protect the Constitution.
Well, God bless you for doing this. I mean, like you said, it's been 2 years plus a lifetime that you've got invested in this. And, you know, I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it, that you're right. We have not had a national veterans parade. And in Washington, D.C., even in the midst of its attitude and that, maybe, who knows, maybe they'll get a renewal of a mindset to appreciate that. But for the patriotic careers and commitments of those before them, D.C. would not be around.
No, and we felt it was necessary to, you know, provide a permitted, insured, secure event for all of us to come and celebrate our veterans and to be able to go to Washington, D.C. in an event that is supported by the city and all the agencies. We've had to work with 34 different agencies, from the Metropolitan Police, fire marshals. All of the museums had to give their okays. All the neighborhood organizations had to give their support. And, you know, in the grassroots, people that work in Washington, D.C., the firemen and police, a great number of them are veterans. And the EMS,
exactly.
When people get out of the service, they look for ways to continue to serve, and that's one of them. And if it wasn't for the support of these people, we wouldn't have been able to get this off the ground. So I do have you have to give credit where credit is due. And people say a lot of things about the city, and we put politics aside. This is a non-political nonpartisan event,
and as it should be,
from all walks of life.
Exactly, and as it should be. Well, God bless you for doing it. So give us the what, how, and what to expect, exactly when this will take place, you know, the time, and how people, you know, that want to go to D.C., how they can be involved, and if this will be, you know, streamed and carried out to where people can see it, you know, like we do these other national events.
Sure. Well, the parade's going to take place on Sunday, November 12th. We picked Sunday because it's a great time to be in Washington, D.C., and also we didn't want to interfere with some of the great regional local parades that take place on Veterans Day. We thought that the 12th was a much better time not to interfere with, you know, a lot of the community parades that have been going on for years.
Right.
It'll be on Constitution Avenue, which is our national parade route. It'll start on 7th Street right by the archives, which is really appropriate in that the archives house our Constitution. And that's where the step off is. It'll go proceed west up to 14th Street along Constitution Avenue past all the museums. So people who come to see the parade can walk in. They can go to the American History Museum, look at the Star Spangled Banner, you know, bring their kids and share the history of our country along with saluting our veterans. So we have some great units. We have the Armed Forces Color Guards and the Army Fife and Drum, the bagpipe bands from the fire department and police department bands. We've got high school bands from across the country. We have three specifically from Pennsylvania even. They'll be marching.
Yeah.
We've got Miss Universe and a lot of we've really appealed to some of these grassroots veteran service organizations that, you know, they're not the ones that advertise on TV necessarily for $19 a month. You know, they're the ones that are down there doing the work. One of our sponsors is Pets for Vets. And these are people that have brought dogs into VA hospitals in real
life. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And they now have 48 trainers all through the country that train dogs for veterans as a best friend. So a lot of them do the, you know, pulling for vets and the Sea Cadets and a lot of veterans groups, some sponsors, the official beer. It's going to be a parade. You know, it'll be a great hour and a half.
How long? Oh, an hour and a half parade. How long will it be?
About 50 units. It'll, you know, from the start to finish across
the archives will be about an hour and a half. So
yes,
we will end about 2 o'clock. So from 12 o'clock noon, and we wanted it to be as late as we could on Sunday, so that people can still, you know, be at their Sunday services in the morning.
Oh yeah, of course. All right.
And then be able to step off at noon. And we've got a 2-hour program on Constitution over at 6th Avenue for the Jeep owners with a Jeep show and go. And we still have openings if people have a Jeep and they want to come down and host a disabled veteran to ride along with them. They're welcome to do that. They can go to our website, which is nationalveteransparade.org. And they can get a lot of information about the parade route, who's in it. If they want to participate, we won't turn any veteran down. There's no fees charged for any veteran organization or veteran.
Mm-hmm.
They come and they can enjoy the historic military vehicles that will be on display and the Jeeps and some of the unique units that will be there. A fire truck that's built into a beer pub. We won't
right.
It's really interesting to see the grassroots support we've gotten. It really proves the concept that people want to salute our veterans, finally.
Exactly. And
something that's dedicated just for them. So this parade doesn't belong to us, although we have a nonprofit 501c3, so that people can be tax deductible and then, you know, have the transparency of running an event like this without
this is so huge, you know, Francis. It needed somebody like you and your wife. I mean, here you have produced in major venues, New York City's Thanksgiving Parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade. I mean, you go down this list. I mean, it's there. What parade haven't you been involved in? I mean, the Tournament of Roses, even. I mean, this is incredible. Yeah.
We produced a documentary for the Tournament of Roses, a year-long following of a camera crew for the Home and Garden Network called Strike Up the Band. It was sent to all the bands that are accepted and showing them how to do it. We've got a lot of experience with parades. We've always consulted the New York City Veterans Parade. And one thing we noticed when we did the Veterans Parades is that a lot of these events and parades, there's always someone to protest something. And even in New York City, they never had protesters for the veterans because it's just not it's politically toxic to show up and protest the veterans. So we don't expect any issues or it's just not politically expedient to draw attention negatively to yourself at a veterans parade.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, again, for all that veterans have done for this great country, for all of us, you know, and the 99 that didn't necessarily serve, that's okay, but they served in other ways, you know, but this is, you know, this is one of those building blocks that have made for this great American idea that we're enjoying the freedom and liberties because of that.
Right.
I'll tell you, congratulations for doing this. You've blessed me. You've blessed our audience. And I know for people who will attend on November the 12th, that they're going to be greatly blessed. Again, remind them of where they can go for more information so they can be there, participate, or find other ways in which to help out. Go ahead.
Sure. The website is National Veterans, plural, nationalveteransparade.org.
Well, Francis Ventura, I cannot thank you enough.
The unthinkable
thank you so much, Bill.
With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heat?